So now Everett takes over first and 10. Weren't able to do much in that first half, Travis. They took them a while to even get a first down in this game, and then they finally were able to get that long drive in the second quarter and able to punch it in.
And honestly, I mean, it was that trick play that got that drive started when they scored. I wouldn't be surprised to see them look for more trick plays.
And wing T, first play right up the gut. Gain of 10 yards, and that'll be a first down. That was Will Conklin of the carry, able to get 11 yards on that. Out to just over the 30-yard line, and it's a first down.
Tell you what, Conklin, Hutchinson, Everett has a few pretty good backs. I mean, it's all about if they can get in space. I mean, you got a bruiser back there. You got a guy with speed. They got a full set back there.
Yeah, a little miscommunication. The ball's on the ground. It's still on the ground, and it is recovered by Everett. A little miscommunication in the backfield there with that wing T look. It's like Pritchard wasn't quite sure who he was supposed to give it to, and he got stood up, and the ball just fell to the turf, and a couple of players from both sides trying to dive on it, and eventually Everett comes away with it. They'll keep it at second and 12.
I think a lot of that had to do with Beale City's front four getting in the backfield. That penetration, I mean, it does a lot to a team, especially a team that runs out of the wing tee.
So now the Wildcats will spread it out a little bit. Pritchard has Conklin behind him, two wide receivers on both sides. They move Stokes in motion to the left side of the formation. Takes the snap, deep drop, looks, got all day to throw, still rolling right, lofts one to Stokes, and it's caught down on the sideline across the 35-yard line. So it'll be third down, but a decent gain there after a tough situation. Second and 12 makes it third down and about four, so it's a reasonable third down.
Yeah, and Pritchard, just like Shoemaker, he does a good job at extending plays with his feet, and when you do that, it gives your receivers a lot more time to get some room between them and the defenders.
9 minutes left here in the third quarter. 14-7, Beale City leads on homecoming Friday. Carter Pritchard in the pistol formation. Read option look. Keeps it himself, and he will be about a yard and a half shy of a first down. So it's fourth down and a long yard, maybe closer to 2 yards. And now the wind is in the face of Everett. Wind blowing pretty steadily from left to right from our view here in the press box, a north to south wind. And we see Nate Wilson now being taken off the field in the back of the Gator with that big stabilizer on his right leg. Fourth down. Wildcats come out on offense in the wing tee. They give it right up the gut to Conklin, and he has just enough for the first down. So a gutsy call going for it on fourth down in their own territory, but a good play call as Will Conklin's able to get about 3 yards there for the first down.
Yeah, and getting yards against this Beale City defense have been like far and few between for Everett, so I can see why they'd want to try and go for it there in a short yardage situation. You got to keep this drive moving. This is a pivotal point in the game.
Everett trying to do what Beale City's used to doing to teams and just grounding and pounding and running some clock. Pritchard was in the pistol and they audible to the wing tee. Three backs behind him. They give it left side. Cuts it back over the middle and across midfield, brought down at right about the 50-yard line. That was Garrett Johnson on that carry for Everett. They mark him down right at the 50-yard line. It's second down and about two. Under 7.5 remaining in the third. Once again, the Wildcats shift into the wing tee. Pritchard keeps it, rolls right, trying to look for somewhere to throw, with that ball just thrown away as there was all sorts of pressure in the backfield pretty quickly from that Aggies defense, third down.
Yeah, and the Aggies have been able to consistently get pressure on the right side of that offensive line of Everett over there. Overall, they've controlled the line of scrimmage defensively.
So third down. Last time Wildcats were in this situation, it was just a quick give right up the middle to Conklin. Let's see if they do that again. Aggie stack in the box. Right up the middle to Conklin, and he is going to be stuffed for no gain on that carry. Nice job by that defensive line from Beale City. Able to just make a wall at midfield, and Conklin goes nowhere. It's fourth down.
I'm kind of going back to the small things, David. You notice every time Beale City makes a tackle in this game defensively, everybody's swarming to the ball. There's multiple guys trying to bring the ball carrier down. It all comes back to fundamentals.
So fourth down and a long one, almost 2 yards. And again, Everett's going to keep their offense out there. Wing T formation behind Pritchard. He goes with the hard count, and there's flags on the play. Everett believes that Beale City jumped off sides. Remember, they tried this earlier in the game, and the officials called a false start on Everett. So let's see what the Zebras decide on this one. This time they do call offsides on Beale City. That'll be enough yardage for an Everett first down, and really a pretty smart play there by Everett. Nothing really to lose, just go with that hard count, and they were able to get a cheap 5 yards.
But I feel like defensively there, David, you got to know that's coming. I mean, fourth and short, especially up towards midfield, they're going to try and get you to jump off sides instead of having to snap the ball and run a play there. It comes back to the little things with Beale City, it seems like.
Everett sticks to the wing tee. Give left side, that's Stokes. Cuts it back towards the middle, now back towards the outside, and he's got some daylight. Across the 25, across the 20, and he is in for a touchdown along the left sideline. Kyle Stokes with a burst of speed down the left side, able to take it in for a touchdown for the Wildcats, and Everett has drawn closer. It's 14-13, 6:03 remaining in the third.
Yeah, David, that was a very slow developing play in the backfield. I really didn't know who had the ball at first, and then Stokes had all kinds of running room once he got to the outside, and Beale City unable to just pinch the ball carriers of Everett back to the inside like they've been able to do all night.
And Stokes did the rest himself, showing off some good speed down that left side. Alex Caniero on to kick the extra point. It's a low line drive, but it goes through and it's good. So we are all tied here from Beale City. I remember saying this was going to be a tight game at the top of the broadcast, and it is turned out to be so. 14-14, 6 minutes left in the third. You're listening to Beale City Football on 91.5, The Mountain.